This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear brothers and sisters. Welcome to Tarawih Reminder, day 21. I want you to close your eyes and picture this. You work for 8 hours a day, but somebody's offering you tonight that you're going to work for 8 hours only, but you will be paid for 83 years. Multiply the 8 hours and your pay will be 83 years. Now, I want to ask you a question. If you owe someone $100,000 and then he came on the due date, and he tells you, listen, do you have my money? You're going to say, I'm sorry. I'm insolvent. I don't have the money. Can you give me a grace period? He's going to say, no. I have even some good news for you. What about if I give you a discount? You don't pay me $100,000, only pay me $50,000. How would you feel? A bit relieved. And then you will, can I just get a grace period? Listen, you know what? I don't want any money from you. How would you feel? Deep sigh of relief. More good news. You know what? I don't want any money from you, and I'll give you $50,000. Why? Just a gift. How would you feel? Happy. You know what? You don't have to pay me anything, and I'm going to give you $100,000. Do you want me to work for you for that? No, it's a gift. How would you feel? This is exactly the analogy of the coming 10 nights. Tonight is the 21st night of Ramadan. And it could be Laylatul Qadr. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. What can you make realize what Laylatul Qadr is? ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر. Allah is saying ليلة القدر is better than 1,000 months. You know how much is that? 83 years and 6 months. Just work for one night and you get the reward of 83 years and 6 months. Who can give you that? Wallahi, if somebody tells you, listen, I want to tonight to stand in front of the door of the king. I don't know when the king is going to stop by, but if he sees you tonight, just standing in front of his door, he'll give you $1,000,000. Would you leave the door? Would you be standing there the entire night? Allah. This is the night when we should be standing on the door of Allah and keep knocking. And guess what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes down every single night in the last portion of the night. And imagine if it's Laylatul Qadr. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extends his hand and say, هَلْ مِنْ تَائِبٍ فَأَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِ. It is time. Is there anybody who wants to come back to me, acknowledge his sins or her sins, and ask me for forgiveness? هَلْ مِنْ سَائِلٍ فَأُعْطِيَ. Do you need anything? Do you want to ask me of anything? I'll give it to you. Isn't it worth standing the whole night in front of the door of Allah, begging him? You should go back to the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, the Prophet ﷺ will be working so hard in Ramadan, in ibadah, especially in the last 10 nights, which starts tonight. And then when they come, the Prophet ﷺ said, she said, he used to fold his bed and start folding his sleeves, meaning we're starting hard work now. And he would wake up his family. So it doesn't mean that he's going to be only doing ibadah, but he wants his wife and his children to share in the ajr. وَكَانَ يُحْيِي لَيْلَى. SubhanAllah, we sleep a lot. What about just 10 nights? That you spend the entire nights begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you can divide your time. And you can do lots of activities during those nights. especially the old nights, because the Prophet ﷺ said, "Iltamisuha," meaning seek the night of Al-Qadr during the old nights in the last 10 nights. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His wisdom, He favored and He preferred some places over other places. And He also favored some times of the year over others. Why? It's an opportunity for me and you. You know, when you go to the mall and they say, sale. What happens? The sisters will be calling each other, don't miss out. There's a big sale. This is the sale. You do a little and you get a reward of 83 years and 6 months. So this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preferred al-Bayt al-Haram, where the Kaaba is. One salah there is better than 100,000 salah in the other masjid, to motivate people to go to that place. One salah in the masjid of the Prophet ﷺ is better than 1,000 salah in the other masjid. One salah in the Masjid al-Aqsa, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring it back soon, is better than 500 salah in the other masjid. That's for the places. What about the times? There are sales all around the year. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored 1 month over the entire 12 months of the year, which is now, the month of Ramadan. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also favored 10 days over all the days of the year. What are they? The days of the Hijjah, in 2 months from now. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preferred and favored 10 nights over all the nights of the year. They are the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Now, starting. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preferred 1 day over all the days of the year, which is the day of Arafah, the 9th of the Hijjah. It's a day when shaitan will be crying. It's the most miserable day for shaitan. Why? Because he works hard for 364 days trying to misguide people. And all his work is null and void just on the day of Arafah, because people go there and they say, "Ya Allah, we made mistakes. We were coming to you. We want you to forgive us." Even those who are not performing Hajj, they're fasting that day and they're making dua. "Ya Allah, forgive all of our sins." So all the hard work of shaitan for an entire year, minus that day, is gone. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preferred 1 night over all the nights of the year, which is the night of Al-Qadr. It could be tonight. I know some Muslims, they always focus on the 27th. No, the Prophet ﷺ said, seek it in the old nights, during the last nights of Ramadan. And tonight is the first old night of the last 10 days, of the last 10 nights. So you need to work hard. Allah also preferred 1 day in the week over all the days of the week, which is the day of Jumu'ah. So, brothers and sisters, these are opportunities from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, to work hard, because the rewards are doubled. There's 1 hour on the day of Jumu'ah. If you make dua, Allah will accept that dua right away. Scholars said it's like the hour around the Jumu'ah salah. Some others said it may be like the last hour before sunset. Anyway, Allah did not tell us exactly when is Laylatul Qadr. And that sometimes is a question by people. When is that, you know, like that hour in the Friday? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to work hard. Because if Allah told us, you know what happens? People will be in the masjid on 27th. And then after that, salamu alaikum. We're busy. So, isn't it worth that we do our job to the best of our abilities during the last 10 nights of Ramadan, starting tonight, inshallah? That's the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. And you can do a lot. One of the strongest weapons that the Muslims do not use these days is dua. Dua should be from the heart. It's not lip service. It doesn't have to be in the Arabic language. Talk to Allah. Allah knows all languages. But speak from the heart. Cry. Shed some tears. When you're asking Allah to forgive you, remember your sins. Then those tears will be the reason for you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it forbidden for Jahannam to touch your eyes. Read some Quran. Try to do khatm of the Quran. as many times as possible during these nights. Do dhikr of Allah. The best dhikr is subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu al-mulku wa alhamdu ala kulli shay'in qadir. Subhanallah wa bihamdih. Lots of dhikr. But try to feel the sweetness of dhikr. And you will never do this unless it's coming from your heart. Read Quran with reflection. And pray during the night. Reach out your kinship. Try to make your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stronger. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extend our life to witness Laylatul Qadr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the reward of Laylatul Qadr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide all of our steps, not to Jannah, but the highest level in Jannah, next to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.